Welcome back to the Homeschool Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Bex Buzzy. Today's guest is Giovanna Cavaretta. She is the CEO of Get Homeschool Coaching. She is a veteran homeschool mom of three with over 20 years of experience in the homeschooling arena. She has a passion to come alongside and lock arms with you, so she can help you fulfill your hugely significant and influential role as a home educator. Giovanna owes much of what she knows to other veteran moms who kindly were there for her as she walked through her homeschooling journey. So she wants to pay it forward and bring clarity, encouragement, and let you know you got this. She's become very familiar with the parent and child needs and the dynamics, giving her insight to help parents find the best resources for their kids and to help them keep learning to love to learn. In our episode, we talk about how homeschool kids have the blessing of extra time to pursue their interest and develop a strong family relationship while learning. Also, how she wants to see parents become fully equipped to fulfill their calling as a homeschool educator. Also, how homeschool coaching will provide hope, direction, and practical advice to help you in your homeschooling journey. Go grab your coffee, go grab your tea, and a pen and paper, because you're not going to want to miss what Giovanna has to say. Let's get into the podcast. Say hello to our guest and tell us, what is something about you that most people just don't know?
Hello, everyone. Nice to be able to meet you over the podcast. And my name is Giovanna Cavaretta, and I was born in Peru. And one fun fact about me is that I came to the United States as a teenager, and I actually did not speak any English at all. As a matter of fact, I actually never liked English in school. And as God would have it, he has a sense of humor. He had me move to an English-speaking country. Then fast forward a couple of years, I'm in high school, I'm public school, I'm taking biology and algebra and all those hard subjects. And I basically made it through school with a dictionary in hand. You know, this is before the days of Google and internet searches. And I graduated with honors, move on to college. I graduated college with honors. I actually got all A's, straight A's in college, got one B of all A's. And I was so proud of myself. I couldn't believe how God had allowed me to be able to not only learn the language, but also learn loving to learn and being able to pass it on to others. I got married and had kids, and God called me to homeschool. One of the things that I was able to do as a side job was to teach a private school Spanish. And then also to be able to, as my kids got older and they were in middle school and high school, to be able to teach at a homeschool co-op, to be able to teach Spanish and other subjects. But I love when I teach Spanish because I get to help my students who are maybe reluctant learners of a foreign language like I was, to be able to get over that and be able to see that it can actually be fun. And I love to be able to challenge them and make it fun for them.
I love that. You have firsthand understanding how hard it is to learn a foreign language. So, and honestly, you speak so beautifully. And it's,
thank you.
Yeah, it's really interesting because you always hear that if you learn another language after you're a teen or after a certain age, it's just, you know, you're going to have this for the rest of your life. And you can barely hear an accent on you. Like, I can hear it and it sounds beautiful. And what's really interesting, before we started the podcast, she had said that she learned French. And as you were talking, I was like, I can totally hear a little twinge of that. Like, you know what I mean? So it sounds really beautiful. I wish I had an accent. Like, my first language was Spanish, but I learned English and Spanish same time. And I'll be honest, I kind of lost my Spanish. I wish I didn't. I used to live in Puerto Rico and I learned the language there. And then when I got older, I went to Spain because my family is from Spain. And I just wanted to, because you can feel that the difference, like, there, you know what it is, like, culturally, mm-hmm. I felt the difference between, like, yes, I'm Puerto Rican, but culturally I felt it. Like, I was like, there's something different. I don't know what it is. Like, I'm not exactly like all of this. And when I went to Spain, it was just like comfort zone, 100%. It was really interesting. I was like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, these are my people. Like, I can really feel it. Like, I mean, yeah, I was in Andalusia. Sevilla, and I was at a flamenco, and I had never seen live flamenco ever in my life. I mean, I listened to different singers, flamenco singers, and I always loved flamenco, but being in the heart of it, it was really interesting. Like my heart began to like beat differently. Like I felt, I was like, whoa, I am connected to this. This is very much a connection to me. It was beautiful.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So just understanding like when we come from different countries and we have that connection, just trying to learn something new, especially language. And when I was teaching Spanish, I taught Spanish for 20 years. I remember thinking like, I don't understand why they don't get it. And because I learned the language both same time, I started teaching myself Italian on purpose. I did. And I was like, well, Italian's so close, you know, it's not going to be that hard. And I was struggling. I was like, oh my gosh. And my brain began to hurt. And I'm like, oh my God, this is really frustrating me. And I really felt the Lord say, welcome to what your students are going through. And I was like, oh, so my teaching became different because I was connecting. I was like, guys, I get it. This is, whoa, I see where you're coming from, you know? And they really appreciated that. They were like, wow, you're learning Italian for us. I was like, I am. Like, I am learning Italian for you. It's crazy. But it was just more for the
very true.
Yeah.
Very true. When you experience it yourself. And that's one of the things I always try to keep in the back of my mind, how hard it was for me to learn English. It just didn't make sense. And when I explain things to my students, I tell them, I know this makes no sense. I know this is kind of backwards for you. And let me just tell you how people actually talk instead of the proper way only. And because I learned a lot of the proper English. And then when I was out there in the real world, I realized nobody talks like this. So I want to give them the tip, you know, the practical ways of learning Spanish as well.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you said that. It's true. We do need to be able to give them the practical and the conversational and all that stuff, because at the end of the day, it's that we don't really speak that proper, you know, even English or even in Spanish isn't that proper. I mean, there's some countries that are like amazing. You're like, wow, can you just talk more? You know, it's like they just speak and you're like, ah, I love listening to you. But what I was going to say was, I love the fact that you can teach them also to apply foreign language to almost everything, right? Because every subject, even if it's in English, there is aspect of new vocabulary, new language coming in, like in math language, there's science language, there is history language. There really is. I mean, it's still English, but there are just words that we don't understand. And I think when we're able to grasp and teach children, hey, this is a real foreign language, you know, that you never heard, but you're going to encounter English foreignly, you know, when you start learning these new subjects, it doesn't mean that, oh, I can't do it because I don't know those words. No, no, no. It just means that this is how I learned it. I sat with a dictionary and I went back and forth, and that's okay. That is actually okay. That shows perseverance, and you're able to approach things from that manner. And I think that's fantastic, because I'll be honest, that's how I did it in college too. I was studying biology pre-med, and I sat, believe it or not, with a dictionary here and an English, and it was English. It wasn't that it was, I just did not have a strong vocabulary in English, and I spoke English. It was just so crazy. Like every other word I was looking up, and it was such a humbling time for me, but I did it. And I went through, I didn't graduate honors, but I graduated with a good grade. You know, I graduated with good grades, but it was hard. It was really, really hard. And it was very, you know, humbling. And I love the fact that you're able to just connect with people and connect with students and even help parents with that, because you just, you have so much, you have a wealth of experience, which is so fantastic. Is that what inspired you to start teaching, period?
You know, I absolutely love teaching, and I think we all do teaching at some level. Maybe we're not formally teaching at a school or at a homeschool co-op, or, you know, being homeschool parents at home, but we are all teaching in some way. Somebody's always learning from us, good things and bad things. And I just really love teaching, and I love being able to pass on what I have learned to others, whatever the subject may be. And it just so happened to be Spanish at the beginning. I actually teach other subjects now at the homeschool co-op that I teach in addition to Spanish. But yeah, the love of learning and wanting others to catch on to that.
That's awesome. What are some other subjects that you're teaching now?
I actually teach geography, both world geography and U.S. geography. And, you know, like with the whole foreign language, the area where I live is in South Florida, and we have a melting pot. And I absolutely love it. I love that I get to meet people from all over the world, literally. And wherever you go, you hear foreign language. somewhere. Yeah, people are speaking Russian, or they're speaking Chinese, or they're speaking French or Spanish or Haitian or Portuguese. And that's an everyday occurrence. So I love that I get to help my students to learn more about other people's cultures and their own culture, and to see that God loves people of all kinds from all over the world. And so that's a couple of subjects. I also teach finance. And I think it's a great subject to learn, especially in today's world. We all have to make money, and using that money wisely will help us in the long term. And I also get to teach entrepreneurship, which goes along with the finance and worldview. I teach worldview classes, and that's coming more how to apply biblical principles to everyday life.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. So many things that you're saying, like my brain's just going, it's like buzzing because these are really important things. And the area that you're in South Florida, when you started mentioning all the different people who you come in contact with, it makes so much sense, right? Like a lot of times, I mean, there's like really a couple places people will go on the East Coast. They'll either go to the North part, right? Like New York area, you know, like the metropolitan city, or they go to Florida. And it's true. And the closest European country is Portugal. It's the first one that's the closest to us. And then we have the African countries, right? African continent, that's right near that area as well. And then like the lower part below Florida, we have Mexico and we have all of the other countries. We have a bunch of Puerto Rico, Cuba, Haiti, we have Dominican Republic, and then you have all the little islands right there. So yeah, South Florida is like really placed in this really cool niche, like really cool, like not niche, but like a really cool spot where all of those other countries do flock there because of the weather, you know, and the kind of lifestyle you can have over there. So you probably do come into contact with a lot of different people, and just helping kids learn and understand that through biblical worldview, understanding geography, how God just, he created all this. This is his handiwork. And he says, I created man in my image. And when you see all these different people, you're able, as a child, you're like, wow, you're a face of God. Like God created you in his image. Wow. You know, he created me in his image. And that's very powerful for kids to understand. Mm-hmm. And financial literacy. Come on. Who doesn't need financial literacy?
I know.
Literally the other day I sat with my husband. And I was like, I made a mistake on our finances. I'm really sorry. And he's like, you're fine. And I sat there in my bed thinking, man, I wish someone would have taught me when I was younger, finance, because right now at my age, I wouldn't be learning it all over again and trying to understand, you know, and fix and make, you know, like it wastes time as you get older to be learning it so late. Like, why not just teach it when they're young and make it part of their life where it's just a normal thing that they understand how to operate and steward finances properly? It actually brings them blessings. Mm-hmm. It gives them favor, and it will really help them in the long run. So I love what you're doing. Everything you're doing
is fantastic.
And it's, you know, something that it's just really, really important. So
thank you.
Where can people find you? Like, where can they connect with you and learn more about what you do, or maybe even chat with you if that's even possible?
Sure. Well, aside from what I teach at Homeschool Co-op, I actually started my own homeschool coaching business, and it's called Get Homeschool Coaching, and gethomeschoolcoaching.com would be my website. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook. And why I started that was because all through the years, when I first got started with homeschooling, I was clueless. I really didn't know what in the world I was doing. What did I get myself into? And honestly, there were many days where I was so discouraged and felt completely lost. Thank God for women that were in my life, that he had put in my path, that had been there, done that, and that were willing to share with me the wealth of knowledge and wisdom that they had. And throughout the year, God brought people into my life. I was able to do the same for them. And I was able to share with them. Like, I mean, I could be out in the store and a complete stranger would be talking about homeschooling. I'd be like, oh my gosh, if you need help, here's my number, call me, you know? I just love helping people with homeschooling. And it all eventually evolved as the years progress, and then as your kids get older and they're more independent learners, and I've already graduated all three of my children. They're adults and they graduated from schooling. Two of them are in their careers. One is in college. I started my business. I thought, you know, let's make it official. What I've been doing for years along as a kind of like a side thing of helping people, now it's a little business that I started, and I absolutely love being able to do that.
I love that. That's fantastic. So yeah, what I'll do is I will put all your links and everything in your show notes and people will be
Thank you.
able to. Yeah. Do you still offer a free initial email consultation and
Yes,
everything?
I do. I do. If you go to the website, you can click on connect and it will tell you there. You can just click on the link, send me an email. And during your free initial consultation, I want you to tell me what you're looking for. You know, what are your problems? What are your concerns? What are your questions? And then what I do is I prayerfully consider it all and think about how I think I could help you. And I reply back with kind of like a plan of action. And now at that point, you can decide whether you want to continue further or not. And I've had everyone basically has decided to continue. A couple of people, they didn't because they decided, you know, I don't think homeschooling is going to actually be for me. I just wanted some basic information. And then after they thought about it, they thought, no, I think I'll just stick to the public school, which is fine. That everyone has that blessing of being able to decide, the freedom that we have to decide what's
Yeah.
the best educational approach for our children. And then once we connect, we can either Zoom or we can do it over the phone or we can do it by email, whatever is most convenient for the client.
That's awesome. And you know, I was just thinking about what you said. Like, it takes a lot more work to for you to answer actually through email, because a lot of times when you it's easy to do the phone call. Like, it really is. If you do the phone call consultation, 15-minute, 30-minute consultation on the phone, it's pretty fast and easy, and then you're done. But when you're doing it, you're reading it, you're really thinking about it, you're prayerfully going into that, and then you go there and you type it out, and you're going to respond back thoughtfully, prayerfully, and really take their children and their lifestyle into consideration. It's very honorable, honestly, very noble. And
Thank you.
yeah, it's really big. I'm kind of learning right now from you.
Well, you know, one of my desires is to really give, just like a coach, you know, a coach doesn't just give general instructions to everyone the same, but they come alongside you and they help you personally. What is it that, what are the things that your strengths and what are your weaknesses and how to help you improve? And that's what I want to do. I want to hear what's going on in my client's life. What are their concerns? What are their questions? And sometimes they may not realize really what they're really looking for. And that's my job to help them to be able to maybe see what that is. Or maybe they don't know. Maybe they just need a little bit of encouragement. Maybe they need a sounding board, you know, maybe they're a little stuck and they've been doing it for a while and they don't know how to get over the hump. Or maybe they're getting started and they are completely lost like I was at one point and they need handholding. Whether you want handholding or just a little bit of help, that's what I'm here for. And I want to individualize it as much as I can. And I do prayerfully consider about every answer I give, whether it's through email or if we are meeting in Zoom, I do my homework. I prepare so I'm ready to help the
I love
best I
that.
can. I want them to become confident in their homeschooling and their calling and what God
Yeah.
has called them to do.
So good. So good. Giovanna, as we're wrapping up, what is one takeaway you want to leave with parents today?
I want them to know that they can do this. I think a lot of times people are filled with fear, maybe fear of the unknown. Maybe it's fear of, you know, do I have what it takes? Am I going to miss out my kid? Are they really going to be better off? And I want them to overcome those fears. I want them to set aside and to just dream for a moment. What could it be like if I really gave it my all? If I really just trusted God through this process and dove in and all in. And I want them to know they're not alone. They are not alone. You know, there is a community, there is a tribe out there of many other homeschoolers. And I'm here. I'm here just exactly for that. Because I don't want you to feel alone. I want them to know that others are have gone before them and are more than happy to help. And I'm one of those people that I would be more than happy to come alongside you and help you be the confident homeschool parent that God has called you to be.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So, guys, I will have all her information in the show notes. Giovanna, thank you for coming on today. It's been a pleasure getting to know you.
Thank you for having me.
If you love the conversations we're having here on the Homeschool Advantage podcast, follow or subscribe our podcast to stay in the loop and never miss this amazing content. And please highly consider taking a minute to leave a positive rating and review to help others like you discover this show. See you next time.